following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
It's time for Big Fanny's Cruise Update. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3653 of the BFO for right the 4th of February 2022, y'all. Coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
It's a day at sea, Big Fatty. Torchbearers, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Y'all, your torchbearers, because y'all, today, the 4th, y'all, it's the opening ceremonies. At least this is what was scheduled prior to me getting on the cruise of a lifetime. It is the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics. Big Fatty, I feel like I should do a triple Lutz in preparation for this. I'd like to see you do a triple Lutz. Big Fatty, you don't know me. I've done many a triple Klutz.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, no, not today, tomorrow the 5th of February, y'all, it's a very important anniversary, and y'all, I've met one of these people just once, face-to-face, y'all, it was at Rat World, y'all, it was at the, Fantasmic show, and y'all just met him from a distance, didn't really get a chance to visit or anything, but y'all, the other one, oh dear, I say, y'all, I've known this one for years, y'all, I've had Thanksgiving dinner with his mama and his daddy. Big Fatty, you got the strawberry cobbler recipe too. I did, and y'all, he's been at every Pride, well, not every, he's been at most of the Pride 48 events. He went to all the Pride 48 events out there in Lost Wages. Don't think he's been to the ones in New Orleans, but, y'all, he does that the next, y'all, I'm talking about, Daniel Bieber. Big Fatty, we love Daniel Bieber, so wish Zach and Daniel Bieber a happy anniversary. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy anniversary!
All right, knock it off!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, on Sunday, we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person many times. Y'all, in fact, I believe he made Big Fatty cry, cut onions with a e-letter that he sent to Big Fatty years and years ago. But anyway, y'all met this person face-to-face, I believe. I don't believe he came to Pride 48 in Lost Wages, but I know he's been to Pride 48 in New Orleans. And y'all, he's there with Gary with two R's. Y'all, and he's been to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex numerous times for different events. Y'all, he is down there, the St. Pete. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Oh, St. Pete, isn't he the patron saint of Pete? Yes, he is. And, but y'all, I am talking about, and y'all, I think he's getting ready to retire here soon. Y'all, I think he's going to, when he does it, he's going to, Big Fatty, I believe there's going to be flying creatures, or like birds. Oh, Big Fatty. But y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only DJ Ron. Big Fatty, we love DJ Ron. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see DJ Ron on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that Gary with two R's gets him a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, as I am recording this, we are in Colombia.
Oh, Big Fatty.
And we've had our excursion, but we're going to back it up a little bit. And y'all, last time we spoke, I know I was saying something, and I meant to...
Can you tell them that you have on the girly slippers while you're doing...
I do have on... Well, it's the complimentary slippers that the cruise provides. But y'all, Tuesday, y'all, we were in Panama. Isn't that right? No. Tuesday, we were in Costa Rica. And y'all... We went on the banana train, and y'all, what it was is when they were building, it was all the history of the banana plantations and all this kind of stuff, and they were trying to move all kinds of things from the hills down to the shore, and they ended up building. Banana plantations on both sides of the train so they can move the bananas as well. And
people are falling asleep.
Y'all, the bananas, this I found this interesting as we were on the train. Y'all, the bananas, while they're on the trees, they wrap them in these blue plastic bags. All these big, long, blue plastic bags hanging from Big Fatty. It sort of looks like your testicle. No. y'all, we couldn't figure out why. Well, the answer is, do you remember the answer?
I do, but I didn't wonder why. It was boring then. It's boring now.
Okay, well, the answer is because the birds and the insects and all, they are attracted to the colors of flowers and fruit and things like that, the oranges, the reds, the yellows, things like that. And there's no fruit in Costa Rica that's blue, so they just ignore. They don't even fly towards the blue covered bananas. And
ladies and gentlemen, that's 9 minutes of your life you will never get back.
Thank you. And y'all, then that evening, Monday night, backing it up a little bit more. Monday night they had the superheroes dance. And you didn't go to that one, did you?
Nope.
Okay, and but on Tuesday,
I would have gone as Wonder Woman, but I was too tired.
But it's no wonder, because he is a woman. Anyway, Tuesday night, y'all, Miss Richfield had her show, and y'all, it was fabulous, just fabulous. And
we agree on that; it was fantastic.
And the superheroes dance was Monday night, but Tuesday night, y'all, you know, they had to postpone the Under the Sea dance. And they held it on Tuesday night. Now y'all, the NIP went to this.
And don't forget about you. Did you tell them about the sports tea dance?
Oh, and we had the, I think we've already talked about that. But anyway, the sports ball. I've already talked about that. Y'all, the Nep went to the Under the Sea dance. That was the late night dance. And y'all, he was out till 4 a.m. in the morning. And and evidently was dancing with, what was it? Big who?
Big J.
Big J. Y'all, Big J with a tray. And only those of you who remember Monty Hall will know who Jay with a Tray is. And
Big Jay is about 600 pounds from Texas.
Oh, okay.
But he attracts a lot of the cute boys, so that's why I danced with him.
Okay. It's not, he didn't attract you then. But anyway,
how dare you.
And y'all, the Nep came in about 4 o'clock in the morning, and then he sat out on the veranda until 4:30 a.m. in the morning, and y'all. Then, for some reason, he was all pissed off when I said, "Okay, it's time to go to the event in Panama." Y'all, we had to meet our tour guide at 9 a.m. in the morning, 9:30 a.m. in the morning, something like that. And y'all, we took a tour over to the locks on the Atlantic side. Now, y'all, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to think of all this, but y'all, as we pulled up, the largest cargo ship that can go through the new Panama Canal was going through it as we were there. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It couldn't have been, I mean, it was probably a few feet, but it
they had to use a lot of lube to get that through.
Let me just tell you, this ship was huge, and y'all, it looked like it was within inches of scraping the sides of the canal. You know, they've got two canals now, the old Panama Canal and the new one that the bigger ships can go through. And we found out that the Minnie Pearl, this ship that we're on, was the largest ship to ever pass through the old Panama Canal. So we thought that was kind of interesting. We also found out that this ship was, what else did we find out about this ship? That it was
full of homosexuals.
Well, yeah, it is full of homosexuals, but didn't it crash or something like that?
I said that it, but I just said that. I don't know if it's true.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway. But anyway, so y'all, before I go any further, I want to just tell a little thing. Y'all, each time we go to the cafe or to the dining room, y'all, the Nep, bless his heart, y'all, every time he goes to cut something, he cuts with the non-sharp side of the knife, and he sits there and he starts cutting, and it's not cutting, and then he flips it over and starts cutting correctly. And I see it most every time, except evidently it happened a couple of times on Wednesday night, and I didn't see it, but he caught himself. But anyway, y'all, we went through the Panama Canal. And y'all, then we saw a show. It was called Jesus de L'Oreal. Y'all, it was horrible.
Oh my God, it was terrible.
It was awful. The only thing good was the guy had the long hair.
He wasn't even that hot.
And
it was the worst show I've ever seen in my life.
It wasn't good. It just, and I haven't talked to anyone who enjoyed it.
you should throw that guy overboard.
Anyway, so y'all, then after that, the Nep was he was out like a light, because you know he had not gotten much sleep the night before. So y'all, I put on my black pants and my leather boots and my leather vest, and y'all went out and walked around the ship. Big Fatty, what's the lure of leather? No, the lure of leather was Tuesday night and Thursday night, and I went out on Wednesday night, and people would come out and say, "Oh, is there a leather event?" And I said, "No." I said, "But there was last night, and there's one tomorrow night," which is why I'm wearing it tonight, because I'm getting people's attention. And y'all, I had this this guy come over to me. I was out looking over the pool deck, and this guy came over and introduced himself. Y'all, he was from Okra Island in North Kakalaki, or it's Okra something Island. I don't know what it is, but anyway, we chitter-chatted for a while. Y'all, he's probably in his early 30s, and this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Oh, big, hey, a big, squeaky gentleman caller in with us. It's true, y'all, the young man, y'all, he kept rubbing himself up against the big fatty, and he invited me to his to his stateroom, and y'all, we just had some deliciousness. There was lots of bobo honking, and y'all had a lovely, lovely hairy butthole. Hey, we don't need all the details, and y'all, it was the nip is vomiting. It was an explosion of fun.
I'm glad that he went back to your room. And you didn't bring him back here,
right? But anyway, y'all, it was just lovely, just lovely. And y'all, then we pulled into Grenada, where we are today. No, we're not in Grenada. Where are we? We're in Colombia. Cartagena. Cartagena. And the dance, the nip said that, you know, we were visiting Peru today. And and I went, oh, okay. So, y'all, it's just amazing how sad it is. But anyway, y'all.
I should get paid for the abuse that I take on this show.
Oh, okay. You're not. But y'all, we pulled in about, about 11 o'clock? Something like that?
When?
Today.
Here?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, you see what I'm dealing with? Y'all, it's just sad. I'm telling you, it's just sad.
Tell them details that nobody cares about.
Well, y'all, that's all right.
I mean, 90% of the show is you just going,
What am I doing again? Y'all, dear gosh. Y'all, I guess we'll have to tell you about our day in Peru. On Monday's little show, I will let you know that I found some inner tubes here in Cartagena. That's why you're getting this. Big fatty. Oh, dear, I say, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, now we will be at sea on a Friday. And Saturday, and then at the private island on Sunday, and y'all, that's the day that Big Fatty's getting his bamboo massage. Y'all, by the way, the Nip won a coupon for 30% off of a massage or something, and he's decided he doesn't want to use the coupon. He's Lieutenant Lobster. And y'all, part of his chest is, y'all, it's seeping. It's kind of like sludge. It's just kind of sludging out of his chest. Y'all, we'll tell you more about that on Monday's little show. Big Fatty Vulgar. We don't need to hear about his sludge.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.